Okay, right, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin. We're holding six lines from the top of the Amud where the Gemara begins. Boi minei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok mei Rav Chia bar Avin. Shmorim sheyesh behen tam yayin mahu. Shmorim, to which you have added water, and now you drank from that mixture of shmorim. Remember, shmorim, of course, is the residue of grapes that have already been squeezed to remove from it, from them, the grape juice or the wine, and so therefore they still have a residue, something left inside them. You add water to them. If they have a tam yayin mahu, what bracha do you make? Do you make a boir priya gofen, or do you make a bracha of a shahakar? Now, if you remember, if we turn back to Tzadik Vov Amid Beis just for a short second, starting on the fourth line, we had a brisa that directly impacted on this shaila. Actually, directly addressed the shaila. See, on the fourth line from Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Tan Rabbanan Echad Sheicher Tamarim, V'Echad Sheicher Sa'irim, that's referring to different types of beer, V'Echad Shemar Yayin, Mavorchan Aleim Shehakal Nibidvore. Tanakama says, Shemar Yayin Shehakal. Acherim Oimrim, Shemorim Sheyesh Bem Tam Yayin, Mavorch Aleim Boyer Priya Gofen. Oh, so the Acherim addressed this issue. We have Shemorim Sheyesh Bem Tam Yayin, Rabbi Rav Yosef say we don't paskin like that, achay. But nevertheless, that's a machlokes here in the Braisa. So now we get back to our Gemara today, when Rav Nachman Yitzchok asks Rav Chiya bar Avin, Shemorim sheish bem tanyayin mahu, the Chori should go and say, Tosach machlokes, Tanakama, and the Achirim. The Achirim say, Mamish your Shaila, that Shemorim sheish bem tanyayin, Bevorach alein, Boyer priya gofen. And Rabbi Rav Yosef said, we don't paskin like Achirim. But why is this question in a vacuum? We have a brisa over here.
You know it, maybe?
Oh, so that's a very good point. And in fact, the kasha that I'm asking you is not my kasha. The Rishbam already asked that kasha. And the Rishbam answered the teretz that you just gave. If you look parallel to our Gemara, it says, Rishbam, Shmorim, Sheishbam, Tam Yayin, Mahu, Lebichasiyayin, what bracha do you make? Well, brisa le'avishmiyale. He didn't know the brisa. He had a shmile, you know, the price. Och have leather maimer. Haloch gachir maimer, loch gachir. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin should tell him. Nachman Yitzchok shouldn't even ask the question. You do paskin, you don't paskin lachir. So what's the whole shaila? He didn't know about the price. Which is not shver, because that an Amoyer didn't know a Mishnah, that was considered to be impossible. Everybody knows a Mishnah is. But not to know every price, nishkeferlich. Amalek, so Rav Chiya bar Avin answered him, Misavris. Chamrahu, you think that this is bona fide wine? Kiyubi almahu, this is like, if you will, like grape Kool-Aid. This is not the real McCoy. It's till you have a little bit of tam yayin, but it's essentially water. You can tell it's water. It's a whole watery substance. You have a little bit of tam, like artificial flavoring. So gunish mitkush. So therefore, Rabbi bar Avin paskins, just like Rabbi Rav Yosef, that ain't a locha kacherim, and even though it has a tam yayin, you're not mavorach bari priyagofen, but only a shahakol. Now we're going to continue talking about the Shimri Yayin. Shimri Yayin, again, is the residue of the grapes after they've already been squeezed out of their wine and their grape juice. But now we're not talking about Hilchois Brochois, we're talking now about Hilchois Truma. It's Tan Rabbanan, Shemorim Shel Truma. You had Shemorim, they belonged presumably to a Kohen. Could be belonged to the Balabas before he gave it to the Kohen. But anyway, they were Truma. Rishon Visheni Osur Ushlishi Mutter. The words Rishon Visheni means that you have now added to the Shimrei Truma, you've added water. And you've done this one time, you poured the water off, you did it a second time, you poured the water off, and you did it a third time. Each time you let it steep there, let's say for 24 hours, some period of time to allow the Shemorim to shear whatever residuary tam they have of Yayin, so that it should be imbued inside in the water, if you will. So he did this Rishon, he did it the first time. Vishen, he did it a second time. Both of those are osur lizorim, meaning that we give it the chumrah of truma. We'll see later on in the Gemara, and the Rishbam also says it over here. It also depends on how much did you put in, how much did you take out, which we discussed a little bit yesterday. These are basically all chumrah, because we're talking about a chumrah of truma. We don't want chas v'shalom azor to go and eat truma. So even though what we're talking about is really insignificant, Nevertheless, they were machmir midrabanan, stay away, chulila fachas, from eating or drinking from this truma. So the first time you do it, it still has a shtikl tam truma. Second time, shtikl tam truma is also
truma result. Or
truma.
Meaning tam truma. What is tam truma?
Great taste from grapes of truma.
Uh-huh.
The person originally had 100 grapes altogether.
Yes.
You have to give now 2% to the kohen.
Yep.
So he took off 2 grapes, mm-hmm. gave it to the kohen.
Mm-hmm.
Kohen said, I don't like the grapes. So what did he do? He fetched out the grapes, and he made from it a small amount of grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he took a schnapps glazel, he had the amount of grape juice, and he made a boir pri gofen, finished with the grape juice.
Right.
He left those the residue of those, the peels and whatever, whatever, he left it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody took those, somebody else, put it into a cup, and added now water to it.
Right.
And stirred it up.
Mm-hmm.
And let it steep there, for, let's say, for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's, you look at the water, it looks a little bit reddish now. It doesn't look like the original water.
Right.
Now, if you and I, who are Yisraelim and not Kohanim, are we allowed to drink from that water?
Right.
If it has the status of water, we drink water all the time. But if it has the status of wine of Truma, then we're not allowed to, because Truma is
right.
Also Lazar.
Okay.
Says our Gemara, that the first time he does it, we're Machmir, that it has the status of Truma, a Zor should not either drink it. The second time we're Machmir, again a Zor should not even get close to it. However, but the third time, is really machlokes. By the time that you've poured in the water and let it steep with the grapes, it's mamish gunish. Nothing is left, and therefore mutter, even a zor is allowed to go and drink from that so-called wine. However, the mayor, even the third time I am machmir, machmir from a mayor, only the third time, but even a mayor would agree that the fourth time you are allowed to go and drink it, no problem, even a zor. That's when you took him with Truma. Now we're going to deal with Maser Sheni. The Shel Maser, when it says Maser, means Maser Sheni. Rishon, pouring into it the first time, again, it's also meaning, don't drink this pseudo wine outside of Yerushalayim. You have to take it to Yerushalayim, or you have to be poided and take the money to Yerushalayim and buy real wine or other food items. But the Sheni, by the second time already, that's already Mutter. Not that there's any difference in the quality between this wine of the Maser Sheni and the wine of the Truma. It's just by Truma they were more machmir, because you don't want to chas v'sholom.
Misa
b'dei shamay. Masha enken agabe, if you eat the Maser Sheni at Yerushalayim, you're over a lav. However, the sucha lecho b'sherecha, Maser begon kutoresh v'yitzarecha. But it's not a lav sheyesh b'koris, sheyesh b'misa b'dei shamay. So the second time you're ready, mutter. The mayor, oh, you may know, I've shaken him in top. So the mayor, the shitose, the mayor is Machmir Noch Abisala. Barry's probably thinking to himself. Not only that, but also bear in mind at the end of Masechtas Chayyim, it says, who is Achirim?
Rameir, right.
Ah, so the Achirim yesterday were the ones that said the Gabi the Bracha that right. You have to, quote unquote, be Machmir. It's Shemorim Sheish Bam Tam Yayin, it's ready to buy a Priya Gofen. So the same is Rameir. So he's saying, if it has Epsa Shtikl Nsinas Tam, I'm Machmir Sai Legabi Truma by a Shlishi, Legabi Maser Sheni, I'm Machmir up to a Sheni. Av Sheni with Nuis and Tam, so therefore don't eat it outside or don't drink it outside Yerushalayim. Bishal Hegdish, now when you're talking about Hegdish, Shlishi is Osir Vim Mutter. So Hegdish is already one step beyond Truma. Because Truma, we said, Shlishi is Mutter, Rameir argues. Here, by Hegdish, we're saying, Ravi is Mutter, and again, Rameir argues, Rameir Oimer Af Ravi, Menoisin Tam. Good, so you see that there are different Madregas, Hegdish, Truma, Maser Sheni, etc. Rashbam points out, when we said before, the Shomaiser, Rishon Aser, don't make the mistake of reading it together, Shomaiser Rishon, because Maser Rishon is Mutter to Zorim. And it's also mutter outside Yerushalayim. Yes, you have to give it to the Levi as a present, because the Torah requires it, but a Yisrael, let's say if the Levi invites you to a meal in his home, he says, I have good news for you, Rabbi Isai. I'm serving now Maser Rishon, I'm happy to share it with you. Oy, oy, oy. I'm Yisrael, how am I allowed to eat Maser Rishon? So the Maser Rishon has a din like Chulin. Rashbam points out, by way, that there is a machloikis in that. Reb Meir holds it even by Maser Rishon, it's also Lazarim, but we do not paskin like that. The majority opinion is that everybody's allowed to eat from Maser Rishon. So therefore, when it said Vishal Maser, Rishon also means shulmasir she'eini. Rishon, the first mixing of water with it, it's also to eat outside Yerushalayim. Frank Dimar, we just concluded by Hegdish and the Gabi Maser. By Hegdish, we said it's a machloikis the Gabi the Revi. My Maser is a machloikis the Gabi the Sheini. Or many have a braisa directly on point. Shall Hegdish li oilam also? The oilam means even not only number 4 or 5, even number 10 and even number 100. The Kedusha's Hegdish is so great. We're machmer even to the nth degree. By the time you poured water in the 100th time, it doesn't have any, even the semblance of the original grapes or the original grape juice. But nevertheless, we're machmer li oilam mas. On the other hand, shul mas, meaning mas yishayni, li oilam mutter, even the first time. Freik timar, it's kasha hegdish, hegdish, kasha maser, maser. It's a direct hit on the previous brice. In other words, of course, if you have no choice, we'll say it's a machloikis of the brice. But we prefer not making machloikis, especially over here with Brother Shai and all the other brothers that we have here. Everybody wants to live b'sholem. So, emphatic mark. Hegdish, hegdish, like kasha. Kamikdish is good, kamikdish is dumb. It depends what type of kedusha you're talking about. Especially since we're talking about wine, there are different types of wine. There's wine that you pour on the Mizbeach, libations, that's Nisach HaYayin. That gets Kedusha Saguf, just like a carbon that you put on the Mizbeach. Oh, that type of Hegdish, Li'oilam Asur, the original grapes that were used, you makdish those grapes for Kedusha Saguf, you kvetched out all of the juice and all of the wine, and then you left it sitting, you put it into a kli, you added to it water, the first time, the second time, third time, fifth, even the 100th time, each time it's osur, don't go even think of drinking from that wine. So that's Kiddush Saguf. On the other hand, Kiddush is dumb. What's my Kiddush is dumb? Stam, I had wine, and I gave it to the Gizbar, and I said to the Gizbar, I makdish this wine to the Gizbar, you should go and use it for whatever purposes you wish. So, of course, yes, you have a question.
If something is wearing the Mizbeach, doesn't it automatically acquire Kiddush Saguf when someone's makdish it?
Very, very good question. So the answer is, we'll see in the Gemara shortly on the bottom of the Omid, that there are many different types of wine, which although you can make a Boyo Priya Goffin on them, they're not roi for a Nisach Hayai.
Thank you.
So any one of those wines, if you give it to the Gizwar, and you tell him, Gizwar, I'm makdish kedusha is better kabayis, obviously he's not going to go and pour it into the cement or into the walls, but what he can do is he can go and sell it, and then use the money for purposes of the Kabayis funds. So it only has a Kedusha's dumb and it doesn't get Kedusha's Saguf. Oh, by such a Hegdish, that's what the Gemara said before, a Machloikitin of Tanakama and Rameir, whether you go and say Ravi is Mutter, or even Ravi is Osir, but by the time you get to Chamishi, Kuliyam Moida, that is Mutter. So that's the Teretz on Hegdish and Hegdish. What about Maser and Maser? Nami Lekash, come a Maser Vali, come a Maser Dvai. You're talking about real Maser Shaini. Oh, so that's the Machloikis we had in the first Brisa, whether Shaini Mutter or Shaini is Osir. Mashain came. The Gabi, the second brisa that said Shomaisa li oilam mutter, that's talking about maaser to mine. We're roiv amaratzim, we're maaser. So therefore, al pi rov, this is probably not kedushas maaser. So to add one rabbanan to another rabbanan, the shenish. Since the whole din of maaser to mine, the rabbanan, we're not machmer to go and say that if you add water to it, you should be machmer. Don't eat it outside Yerushalayim. No, you don't have to add like zeda li zeda a rabbanan to a rabbanan. So that was the machlokes that we had so far, the Gabi Truma, the Maaser Sheini, and the Gabi Hegdish. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Mishum Rabshim Ben Yoitzadik, Derech Omer the Inyan Isuran, Kach Omer the Inyan Hechsheiran. Meaning that if you had originally grapes, and these grapes you had kretched out all of the grape juice and all of the wine, all you have left is the residue, and you add water to it, oh, so we have the exact same Shaila now, whether if this watery or this winery water, whichever way you want to look at it. In other words, this heavily diluted pseudo wine that stemmed from the Shmar, if it has a status of water or it has a status of wine, what nafkimin will it be? The Gabi Hechsher. Besides the Gabi Hechsher, we know that for food items to be mukhsher, the Kabul Tuma, they have to first be wetened by one of the 7 mashkoyes.
And
okay, chitam we'll get to in a moment. Anyway, so bottom line is, says the Gemara, if we're going to deem this mixture water, or we're going to deem this mixture wine, this will have enough kmina legabi min machsher lekabel tumah. Now, of course, Dari immediately is ready to jump out of the seat. I don't understand.
Both of them are Yashach Adam. Both of them are suitable beverages for, I mean, Machja.
One of the seven, of course, is Yayin. Okay. That being the case, Yayin and Mayim are both Machja. So who cares what you call it, Mayim, or what do you call it, Yayin?
Either it's one or it's the other.
Guess what? Zokti Yimora. Hechsher Demay. I don't understand your question. What do you mean, Legabe, enough Kmin Legabe Hechsher? Idemaya. If you're going to go and decide that one of these mixtures, whether it's mixture number one and mixture number 80, whether you call it wine or whether you're going to call it water, if you call it water, water is makhshir. Either chamer, you're going to decide that it's called wine, again, akhshiri makhshiri. So what difference does it make? Good to kasha?
Yeah.
Everything more. Loi tzvicha. Shetim doi b'meik shaman. He didn't go and take tap water or be'er mayim seltzer, but rather make shaman, rain water. So what's in the nafkimina, whether it's rainwater, we're not talking about a mikvah here, we're talking about the meikshamim. Ah, the question is, does the person want the meikshamim or not? Why is that a nafkimina or not? So Rishbam says, we all know that the din is the gabe mayim, the chiyutan mayim al zera. Why does it say yutan without a vav? It says three dots underneath. Yutan dumi diyitin. Says Rishbam, this is only halacha but regabe mayim. This is not halacha regabe the other six mashkois. Oh, so now make shaman fell down on this on these shmarim, and now is made now this temed. So if I want this to be water, and I'm not where I want it to be water. If I happen to be happy about the fact that the make shaman fell on these shmarim. And if it's deemed to be water, then it's mashal kabbalat tuma. If I say, oh, come on, I didn't want that. I was hoping that this would dry out nicely and I'd be able to go make some sort of inferior type of raisin and sell it in the marketplace. I'll be able to go and insert in the challah. Some ladies go and bake raisin challah for Rosh Hashanah. So I'll be able to use this residue and put it instead of raisins. I'll put it into the challah. Oh, Machai, I don't want the water. Then it wouldn't be mashal. However, if it has a status of wine, it's machshir whether or not you're happy with it or not happy with it, because you only need this machshava only the gabi mayim because of the chiyutan mayim. See, if you look at the Rishbam loy tzricha, if you go about eight lines into the middle lines here, eight lines in loy tzricha kolim loy nafkelon mina. What's taken the nafkemina between whether it's wine or whether it's water? Elishetim doy lahayi the truma umayser b'meik shaman. How did it become wetened to now become temed to make shom? The three chimachshava, avi chashvinen le yayin machshav loy machshava. By yayin, you don't need machshava. The b'mayim udichsev v'chiyutan mayim alzer mayitin nichalei af yitin nichalei. But that's not the case. Legabe wine. Ah, so now I understand why there's an afkimina. I mixed meg shomim together with the temed. I had, not with the temed, with the shimmer yayin, I had shimmer yayin in a kli. I went and collected meg shamim in another kli. I poured from kli 1 into kli 2, let it steep, perhaps I even mixed it. If it has the status of wine, automatically it's machshir. If it has the status of water, we have to ask the fellow, tell me, are you happy about what you did? If he's happy, then guess what? Then it has a din of machshir. If he's not happy, then it's not.
Obviously, he's happy because he mixed it.
Just by definition, if he took one cup of the meksham and he mixed it together, why did he do that? He had nothing better to do. It's the chasim, and that's what he wanted to do. So he had a machshava of nichalei that he's happy with it. Exactly. So that's the continuation of the same Rishbam where we stopped. Uparchin says Rishbam. The kimitzev shavchinu haygavra lahani meikshamim mimona shenitvu by, since he poured the meikshamim from the original kli where it was not of where it dripped into that kli lemona dishemarim the nachshavenu umachshiri again on my nafkula mina. What difference does it make? You call it masi, you call it truma, you call it water, you call it wine. He was machshavit. It's the chvaita no nafkimina. So tomorrow leitzricha shenitmat meelav. What means nitmat meelav? That he happens to have had Dishimri Yain in a kli sitting outside in his chotzer. It started raining unexpectedly, or yes, expectedly, it makes no difference. And the water fell into the cup. Now the question is, are you happy about the fact that the water and the Shemorim are there united together? If he says, oh, I'm delighted, because the Shemri Yayin, you know, they were just, sooner we were going to just discard them, and now as a result of the water, it has a Shtikl Tam Yayin, I'm very happy with it. Oh, then it's Machshir. If on the other hand, well, who needed the whole thing? It's just a waste of time. It's just, blah, blah, blah. Yes, sir.
So these examples of, let's say, diluted wine, what if a guy touched it? Meaning, does it also...
Good question.
The Chayra, the same halacha would apply.
Does it become, even after four or five waterings?
Excellent question.
If we say that it has a status, it could be that the chum is dafka legabi truma, legabi maser, legabi the case of hegdish, because we're being machar. Maybe the gabi yayin nesach, that's already diaraisa. Yayin nesach diaraisa. Could be we'd also be machar. Stam yeinam, which is drabanan, can say we would be makom. Very, very good question.
Like maaser demai.
Exactly. Maybe we wouldn't add a second drabanan on top of the drabanan. The maaser, the yain nesach means the yain that was nisnasech, right, libation for avodah zarah.
Yeah.
Stam yain that you buy in the store today doesn't have a din of yain nesach. That's din of stam yeinam. Stam yeinam means that the chachamim said we do not want Goyim and Jews to fraternize.
And goes a yain mishum pitam, and goes a pitam mishum pitam.
Pitam
their bread, and it goes on their bread because of their daughter.
Paspalter.
Okay, but that's 30 seconds. Yayin, they were machmir because they worried about possible
fraternization,
and the fraternization will lead to possible chasanis, and the chasanis will lead to goyish kinder. Let's see which story. Misavris.
Mikan Hayra.
Oh, the second one was
Diabet. Diabet. In Rochas Akum, Rochas Shemi Yayin, Shari, Lachanahu, Akiub Almahu.
Okay, very good. So, second Tosis seems to address it. Shkoyach Mendi, thank you.
What does the Tosis say?
Look at it. Mikan, Ora Rabbeinatam Paskin, Bidiabet. In Rochas Akum, Chovius, if an Akum, meaning a non Jew,
went
rinsed, that's right, or washed out. A chovius, a barrel of Shemri Yayin.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a question. He's touching the Shemri Yayin. He's touching the water. The Shari, he said it's okay. The Lav Chamru, it's not real wine. El Kiyub Almahu, it only has a stand of Kiyub Almahu. But Mendy, your point is very well taken. But that was in the original Shmarim Sheish from Tam Yayin. Now what happens if you have Shmarim Shel Truma or Shmarim Shel Maaseh Sheni or Shel Hegdish, where, for instance, by Shmarim Shel Truma, we said that Rishon Mesheni Aser, they have the status of wine. And about this said, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Yoitzoder, if it has the status of wine, it's machshir. If it's already a shlishi, then it's not machshir. Right? That's what he said. The same halachas that apply to hefshir, to iser, also apply to hefshir. Therefore, now when we're getting to our shlishi, if it's a shlishi, betrumas machloikas hanikam and remeir, says Ariel, well, the same machloikas also apply to the halacha of yayin nesach. Although Tosis says that we are makel, because kiyubei alma could be that's only the gabe chulin mixture of diluted water and these sediments and these shimri yayin, the residue. However, it could be that if it has the status of truma, even Tosis would agree that if you're machmir legabe the halacha of truma, then you have to be machmir legabe the halacha of yayin nesach or stam yayinam. Or it could be that if this is a drabanan, it will be a din like the maaser demai. Comes out. Anyway, when this is food for thought, or maybe it's not food, it's a drink for thought.
It says the Indian is surin, it sounds like a plural. It's a multiple category. So it would cover the surin.
What you mean the Gemara?
It could be
isurun. I see.
That
could be the shimre yain, and there is
isur. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, keeping the faith, the Gemara, okay, so how is that any better? So the water came on its own. It's not that he poured it from kli to kli, but it was in the original kli, coming water from the Shemayim. Oh, so very good. So if he's happy that the water came on it, then it's machshir. That's only got to be water. If, however, it happens to be mushal, if it's from the truma, and it's the rishon v'sheni, even if the person is not happy with it, by other Machshirim, you don't need happiness, you don't need nichole. It's only by mayim you have that din. So therefore it's a rishon v'sheni. And now it falls on your bananas, not your bananas, why should maybe on your tomatoes.
And your tefuah. And then you find the dead sherets in the tefuah. So the question was it machshir kapal tuma, and this is tefuah now, is it tamei or not?
Exactly. So that's the nafkimina, whether it's going to be called wine or going to call it water.
Why do we need to say Gemeg Shomim? Because obviously that comes inadvertently, so you have to have Das.
Exactly, that's what he means.
But you could have any water where it could be somebody is doing a sponge out or something else. It's not.
But this is a frequent case, because people would have stuff outside.
Yeah, so it's just... Yeah.
You're right. The same thing would apply to any other
place. That's not shchiach.
The Gemara is this.
That's not really shchiach.
They do it every day in Yerushalayim. The Pesach was done that
way. And that's why some food on your head, on your nose, on your toes, and all the rest. Anyway, beginning back to Agumar. Frank Gemara, I have another problem. We're keeping on talking about this Truma, and we're saying Rishon, Vesheni, and then Shlishi. How did you get to the Sheni, or how did you get to the Shlishi? Because you poured out the Rishon, and then you let it fill up again a second time, and you poured that out, and you let it fill up a third time. So doesn't that sound like that you're having anov, even the kanogit, kama, achshivina, by the fact that each time when the water accumulates inside the kli, and he pours it off, and people drink from it, it does taste like, it doesn't taste like, you give it to kahanim, maybe we could even use it for kiddush, etc. If you're pouring it out and you're allowing for a second and a third accumulation, doesn't that also suggest that you're being machshiv it, and therefore vaidit should be machshiv regardless whether you call it wine or whether you call it water? The reason why you kept on filling it a second and a third time is because each time a cow came over and drank up the water. Holy cow! Especially if he drank Kedish water. It's really holy cow. Anyway, so therefore, the fact that it's now the third geesing, the third amount of water, it's not because this person added more water. Oh, you see, Machshava Nikam Mitoch Masav, as you said, that obviously he's happy that the water is mixing with it. No. Could very well be that you're talking about he left the kli outside in the rain because to clean it out, or just he forgot it there, or the kli has in it this residue, he just left it there, and now it rained on it, and now we want to know, is he happy about the rain, yes or no? Well, this is already the third time he did it. Sounds like he's happy. Why would he go and put it out in the chutz again? By this time he should have thrown it out, he should have done something else. Because the first of times it was consumed by the parah, and therefore he never picked up the kli. The kli is still there together with the residue, and now this is the third time water is coming on, so it depends if it's truma or whether it's maaser sheni, like we said before. So there was no machshava, that says imar, that's an afkamina, whether that's the status of water or wine, legabe hechsher. So now that we've learned about the brachis, and we've learned about the hechsher, now we're going to go a little bit off on a tangent to talk about hilchos yayin. And we're going to learn in our Gemara something fascinating, that not all wines are created equally for all halachas. Omer Zitra Batumi Omer Rab, Ein Oymim Kiddush Yayin. You cannot make Kiddush on wine. Ela Halayayin Haroi Li Nesach Al Gabi HaMizbech. It's got to be wine that you can go be Menasach, you can do libations on Mizbech. And the Rishbam says, even if it's full-fledged wine that you can make a Boyer Priya Gofen and you can use it for Kiddush, I'm sorry, you can't use it for Kiddush. It has a Boyer Priya Gofen. You see the Rishbam, three lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line. Ubiyayin haroi levorach ala Boyer Priya Gofen ka'omar. The avagam levorach ala Boyer Priya Gofen. The Kiddush ha'yoyim miya lo'ichoshiv. If you cannot use this wine for libations on the Mizbeach, you cannot go and use it for Kiddush on Shabbos. So now the question is, what does Rav come to exclude with that statement? If it says on the bottle, Mavorchan Olav Bayer Pri Gofen, and it's kosher, and they took all the Trumas and Mises and Schmidt and all the rest, and has Ashkoch of the Bedatz with the OU and everybody else, why can't you use it for Kiddush? Zokti Yomar Lem Utemai, what does Rav come to exclude with this very emphatic statement? The Gemara is going to go through 10 different types of wine, as you'll say. Ilema, do we mean Mute Yain Migita? Yain Migita means fresh grape juice coming out of the gas, which has not had a chance to ferment as yet. Maybe he's saying that you cannot use for Nisach.
You use it every week.
But you use it all the time. That's exactly what we mean.
Exactly.
Grape juice. Is that what Rav is coming to tell you, for all of those of you that are all noivis because you make Kiddush on grape juice?
All the time.
Is not going to be the maskana. This is just a habamin. So please don't jump to conclusions and don't start getting heart palpitations.
Just halachically, for a thing of grapes to be called yayin, it has to have alcohol in it, just for halachic purposes? Meaning, to be called yayin, does it, or it could be grape, meaning, could grape juice be, is called yayin in terms of halacha or Talmud?
Do you make a bracha bar pigofen on the grape juice, and do you make kiddush on it?
Yeah.
How can you, if you're telling me there's a shayla what it's considered to be yayin?
So I'm saying, does the alcohol change, meaning whether the grape juice has alcohol or not, does it matter or not?
Halacha, it doesn't matter. But in the Gemara in the Havamina, the Gemara assumed that maybe that's what Rav is implying. Mm-hmm. That since you cannot use grape juice for nisach on the Mizbeach, you cannot use it for Kiddush either. And that would therefore decimate the whole Kedem grape juice industry, because you wouldn't be able to use it for Kiddush.
So where does Rav get the whatever that it has to have or alcohol in it for it to qualify for
Nisach HaMizbeach?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So the Pasuk says, the Gabi the Kabonis, the Gabi the Nisach HaYayin, Hasech Nesach Sheikhar Lashem.
Right, so
which Sheikhar in other alcohol connections means beer, but here it doesn't mean beer.
Right,
and it has to have an alcoholic content. So Zuch Rishbam needed the Meshaker, something that could lead you to become Shikr. Most people, if they drink even a gallon of grape juice, they may have problems afterwards having to go to the
intestinal
issues. Challenge. But at least it doesn't normally challenge their mental capacity.
And usually we restrict it for kids because it's so sweet, and you don't want to give it to kids, young kids.
They'll
too
be
much.
Bouncing off
exactly,
the wall.
Exactly. So it's not intoxicating, but it's energizing.
So now I know where my kids like my anus look like this.
They love it. So nice reminder.
And they go crazy after that. Anyway,
can I have some more?
Many of them are crazy before that. Okay, the Nishkaf Kabbinah. But since the Gabi Nisach Hayayin says Hasech Nesach Sheikh Hashem, but that's a din the Gabi Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbech. So in the Hava Minute, the Gemara assumes that the same thing applies to Kiddush. That's what Rav meant, that for purpose of making Kiddush and Shabbos, you have to have intoxicating, or at least wine that can intoxicate as opposed to grape juice. L'mutiget Yami Gitoi. Says Yimor, but that's not true. But Tani Reb Chiya, Yami Gitoi L'yavi, Taka L'chat Chila, do not bring grape juice to Menasech on the Mizbeach. Dimhevi b'diyev, it's kosher. Bekimen dimhevi kosher. Since the Gabi Nisach Hayayin is kosher b'diyev, anan us, that we're not dealing with the Mizbeach,
right.
We're only dealing with Kiddush and Shabbos, if lechet chilanami. Even lechet chila is okay. The Omar Rabba. So we see very, very clearly, you can go out into, assuming that you have a vineyard, you can go and take some of the grapes, kvetch the grapes into, obviously, Erev Shabbos, right? Into your cup, and then on Friday night, you can go and make kiddush on it. That's obviously not intoxicating, it's brand
so
new.
So ultimately, fresh. What did Rav mean then?
No, so that's
we don't know yet.
What Rav meant.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to that would occupy us for the next few lines. We're not done yet.
I know you're
agitated because maybe you drank too much grape juice in wine.
Yeah.
Anyway, see, the Omer Rava, Seichet Adam Eshkesh and Avoy Melav Kiddush Hayom. Ella says, Igmar, to address your question, Elamute, Mipio Umishuleha. Ah. We're talking about the very top of the wine or the bottom of the wine. What's the top of the wine? On top of the wine you have, I guess they call them dregs, little pieces there on top. Umishuleh, or you have wine all the way in the bottom that you have the sediment. That type of wine you shouldn't bring on the Mizbeach. Only the nice crystal clear
filtered,
and anywhere after the Mipia, where you have it at the mouth or at the lip, and anything at the very bottom, the 90% in between, that's kosher. But the top and the bottom, that's not good for Nisach HaYayin, and it's not good for Kiddush. And that's what Rav meant. Really? Ayvotani Rav Chiya, Mipiyo Mishuleh Lo Yovi Lechad Chila, Vimhevi B'dievet, it's kosher. And we already said that anything which is kosher B'dievet for Nisach HaYayin is kosher Lechad Chila for Kiddush. So apparently that's also not what Rav is excluding. The Ella, perhaps what he's excluding is Lemute Yayin Kushi, Boirek, Hilistoin, Shalmartiv, Shaltzimukin. What are all of these? Yayin Kushi means black wine. Don't think that we are discriminating, because Boirek means white wine. That's Rishbam, you see. Kushi is Shochar, black, second of the narrow lines. Kushi is Shochar. Boirek is Lovin Verahu. We're talking about white wine, which is considered to be inferior.
Only red wine is kosher?
Very good question. If you go all the way down to the bottom of the Umud, two lines before the Mishnah, The Gemara brings a pasuk, al teira yayin ki yis adam. The Chachamim is supposed to use red wine. We're going to talk about that as well. And then we get to the Hildestein wine. You're wondering, what is Hildestein wine? So if you again look at the Rishbam Hildestein, yayin mosuk v'cholish ma'oid. Very, very weak, very sweet wine. It's also not wine. Or shomartiv.
You're right, that's the Kedem.
Exactly.
Manischewitz.
Moscato, right. Baitanur Moscato, right.
Shel Martev. What's Martev? Says Rishbam. Kloim estam yayin shel Martev sheloi nivdak. We're talking about wine from the Martev. Remember, we had this in the Mishnah and the Gemara yesterday.
Shabbos is before. Shabbos is Martev. He has got to be 100%, right?
Whether you can go and get 100 koisis sois or only 10 koisis sois. Very good. Very good. So that was the discussion we had earlier. Sure. Anyway, yes, exactly. So we have over here a Martev Shaloi Nivdak. Nivdak means that you didn't suspect it. The person didn't taste it. Because we did taste it, and then 3 days later and 3 days earlier. Yeah. Yeah, that whole Gemara that we had yesterday. If you look, continuing in the Rishbam, Omishim Deika Chovios Koisis Sois Kenam Masisin. Since Chovios Koisis Sois means that the wine is on the decline, it's starting to really have a Reach of Chala. Chala, not the Chala that we eat. But means vinegar, but it still has a tam yain, nam masisin, kamrin de lo yavi. Don't use that lechetchila for the mizbech. For the mizbech, you gotta use beautiful, nice, wonderful wine, not wine which is beginning to sour. But the Rishbam ends off with miyum heavy kosher. The avagav de amrin besomach the yain koisis posel in a sachem, hani mil bevade. If you know for sure, avalochem miyayim ardu koisis, because we didn't say yain koisis, we're saying yain shel martev. And nobody tasted it, so nobody really knows. So lechetchila don't use it, but b'diavad it's kosher. So since it's kosher b'diavad for nisach hayayin, so then it's kosher lechetchila for purposes of kiddush. So we didn't finish the list yet, and the final one on the list is shel tzimukim of raisins. Many of you youngsters don't know what raisin wine is, but I remember when I was a kid, my grandmother Lehashulam made a rojin kavain. Rojin kavain was raisin wine. That raisin wine was before the days of grape juice, and people were concerned on Pesach night, you have to drink four koises of regular, good, strong wine, can become a little shaker. So lots of the Yidden back in the Haim, and even over here, they used Russian kavain, where they went and cooked up the raisins, and added water to it, and machtandeim, aganza wine, and it was delicious, and it was not mishaker. And everybody drank it, it was gewaltig. The only problem was that it often soured by the time you got to the second night of Pesach. So that was a problem. But otherwise, yayin shel tzimukim. Our Gemara tells us, the chetchila, don't use it for the mizbech. Ah, so therefore the Gemara is assuming that that's what Rav is referring to. Rav is referring to the black wine, the white wine, the martif wine, and the raisin wine, that those you should not use for kiddush. That's why he said it has to be royal and nasach al mizbech. Again, what time we learn that Brice, we're cool in all of the four aforementioned, the black and the white, and the list and the Martha five. The list of Martha Tzukin, the Chilal, then Havi is kosher. So if it's kosher for Nisach Hayayin, but the Evet, so it's kosher for Kiddush Hayayin, Lechat Chilal.
Tzukin instead is cooked, though. How could it be good even with the Evet for the Mizbeah?
Whatever, you don't have.
What's cooked?
First of all, maybe I overstepped by saying it was cooked. Maybe it was only mixed. I never saw my grandmother how she made it.
Okay.
I just know that. Russian kavain, okay. But even if it was,
I
don't know. I don't think you can
kretch it. Google on it somewhere. Okay.
I don't know how she made it, but you can probably Google it and see. But this will go to any from the Haim people, still whoever survivors or children of survivors. Mendy, you thanks the Russian kavain.
Yes,
Mendy remembers too. Anyway. Those in the good old days before they had grape juice. But even if they did cook it, a yayin mevushel is kosher for kiddush. And
right.
It may not be kosher l'chatchila for the mizbeach, Agmar doesn't go into it, but b'diavad l'char, it's good. Anyway, velam ute yayin koisis, mozug, megula, v'shol shmorim, v'sherechei ra'ah. I know what Rav is referring to. Rav is referring to the following list. Yayin koises, the yayin koises that we know that it already has a bit of an odor, when I say an odor, that it already it smells like it's souring like vinegar. Or mozuk means that you mixed it and it wasn't full-fledged, undiluted wine. Megula means that it was open, so then
overnight.
Snakes could have gotten to it with venom. Megula doesn't have to be overnight. Megula means enough time for a nochesh to get in, release venom, and to go out. nowadays most people are not makbid on the gula because we don't have snakes in an urban society. But if you lived in the rural country place where there's tons of snakes, you'd have to be concerned. Vishal Shemorim is our Shimri Yayin that we're talking about. Again, you can't use that for the Mizbeach, but you can use it for Kiddush, and therefore you cannot use it for Kiddush. That's what Rav meant. Sherech Rav, if it has a terrible stench, you can't use it for the Mizbeach, you can't go and use it for Kiddush. Tisanya, and here we talk about Braisa, Bekulan Lo Yavi, don't bring any of these for the Mizbeach. Vim Haybin, if you brought the Mizbeach, it's possible. So that must be what Rav is referring to, this list over here. Now the Gemara assumes he's not referring to the entire list, but maybe one or two or three out of the list. So the Mutei Mai. So what did Rav mean to say? Since you can't use it for Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbeach, you cannot use it for Kiddush. So what is he referring to? In the Mutei Koises, is he talking about Koises? That's Flutter Birch and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's the Machloikis that we had at some length yesterday. Remember, we're talking about Reiche Chala, the Tamei Chamra. What status does it have? Rabbi Yochanan, it's considered to be Yayin. It's not only Yayin for Persa Bayer Prayag Ofen, but he says that any Trumas of Maestras that you gave during the first 3 days, even if it was, I don't know for sure that it was Yayin Koises, but even if it was Yayin Koises, it's still Kusher for Truma and for Maestras, and you don't have to redo it. So the Kusher Rabbi Yochanan, then there's no problem in using it for the Mizbeach, and no problem in using it for Kiddush. And according to Rabbi Shuma Levi that said, no, already the first 3 days, it has a standard, the din of Choymitz, and that's why he says, the last 3 days is Vaday. Anything prior to that is all Suffolk. So according to Rabbi Shuma Levi, then of course you couldn't use it for the Mizbeach, and you cannot go and use it for Kiddush, because it's a status of Choymitz. It's not considered to be Yai. So why would Rav, you know, get into that Machlek? He should go and say, we pass the Rabbi Yechon, we should pass the Rabbi Shuma Levi. In the Mutei Mozik, if he means to go and say, just like you cannot use diluted wine for the Mizbeach, you cannot use diluted wine for Kiddush, so the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Iluye Aliyah. If anything, it's good that you're adding water, because undiluted wine is like syrup, you can't even drink it. For the Mizbeach, it's good, because the Mizbeach doesn't have to drink it, just has to be Hasich Nesach Sheikhar, that it's Meshaker. You have nothing to worry about. Yain She'enim Mozik is Meshaker. You can use it l'chadchila on the Mizbeach, and that's perfect. However, for you and me to use it for Kiddush, faker, that's a grace of b'diavad to go and use yayin she'enim mozik, because you can't drink it. So by adding water, l'yaliyah, if anything, you've only made it better and better. You have to go and add water to it to make it drinkable. So it doesn't make sense to say that Rav is saying that yayin mozik is possible for Kiddush. Ilamutei Megula, if you're telling me that it's coming to exclude Megula, so tomorrow, Sakoni, you don't have to go and say, don't drink it for Kiddush. Don't drink it at any time. It's like a possible for Nisa Chayayin on the Mizbeach, but not only is it possible for Kiddush. Don't drink it, it's a Sakoni, because Chas V'Shalom, it could be venomous, could be poison. Ilamutei Shal Shemorim, Shemorim was the last one, we have Shemorim, Shereichara. Shemorim, Shal Shemorim, Hei Chidami. So then we have to figure out what is the constitution of this Shmar. And now we're going to do a little review of yesterday's Gemara. If you poured in three parts of water, and then after you let it steep, you took out four parts of water, which now have sediment, not sediment, but they have the residue of the Shmar in it, and you have four. Didn't Rava say yesterday, the Kuli Alma Moide Chamim Aliyo, even not only the Acherim that said as long as it has a Tam Yayin, but even the Tanakama that says that you make a Shakal if it happens, thank you, if it's Tlosa and Arba comes out Arba, Kuli Alma Moida, remember you have the Gemara, the Omer Rava Kol Cham Vali Dori Atlash Maida, the Ram, so Roma Tlosa, the Ayah, I'm sorry?
If you have three and comes out four, you do make a Bori Prudah.
According to everybody. Yeah. Exactly. So that being the case, it's Yayin, and you can make a Bori Prudah. So that being the case, says Gemara, the Chori, you should be able to go and use it for the Mizbeach, and you should be able to use it for Kiddush. So I don't understand what's going on if you're talking about three and four. He put in three and he got three and a half. That's plukta rabban v'achirim. That's what Rava said in Machloikis. What was the Machloikis? Do you go and say the three and three is the same? It's only a half, and half that is now again six halves. So 6-1 proportion, it's goodish. Or do you go and say that he put in three?
Exchanged, it was
2.5 came out mayim,
right,
and one full one came out wine, and if it's 2.5-1, then it's a good proportion.
It's not the same as that came in. It wasn't Kabbalah Bakol.
Exactly. So the Mordechai says, if that's the case, why is Rav creating a brand new category? Don't use it for Kiddush, because it's possible in the Sechiyayim. You should go and say, put the Rabbanu Ba'achayim. And how do we pass it? Rabbanu, we pass it like Achayim. We already said yesterday, Rabbi Rav Yosef, we do not pass it like the Achayim. Ela says, what Rav was saying on the Amud Aleph, don't go and use wine which is possible for Nisachayayim. You know which case he's referring to? The Rechay Ra situation, where the wine tastes great, but it has a terrible odor, it has a terrible scent. Why can't you use that for the Mizbeach? Says Rishbamu, we're going to have this in another two lines, because it says in the Pasuk, Hakriveyu no lefecho se'acha, hayirtzecha oy hayisa fonecha. This is a Pasuk in Malachi, and the Pasuk in Malachi is saying to Klal Yisrael, your mitzvahs are shvacha mitzvahs. For instance, when you bring your korbanos, let's take a look at the Pasuk in its full context. If you have the Torah Ora Sholim, it's number 1. V'chi sagishon iver lizbayach. What happens if you brought a behemoth that was iver, that was blind? Ein ra, would you say that this is not bad for the mizbeach? Avad, it's not kosher for the mizbeach. We have a whole parsha that lists all of the psulim, the gabir. Now piseach. Could continue the Pasuk. V'chi sagishu piseach. The chola, if you're going to go and bring a carbon, which is a pisach, which is a hinkadik, it's lame. Or chola, it's sick. Ain't raw, do you think it's not bad? It's terrible. Hakrivein alefechasecha. Would you go and give this to your pachas? Pachas means to your officer, your minister, exactly. Hayirtcha yisafanecha. Is he going to want to give you an audience to go and give you time? He's going to throw you out. This is the type of present you give me. So if it's not good for a pachas, would it be good for a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal? Avadanish. So therefore, says the Gemara, if it's smelly, if you happen to be a guest and you're invited by a host to come to a Shabbos meal, so you go and bring in wine, you open up the bottle, and there's a terrible odor, you're going to be embarrassed. I'm so sorry, I didn't realize I didn't open the bottle. I don't know. How come it says on the bottom of it that it's 1985? Oh, I got a Shlachmunis a few years ago and I never opened it. Anyway, the point is, it's embarrassing for the Mizbeach, and it's embarrassing for Kiddush, and that's what Rav meant, don't go and use Rechra. You send Megula anyway, you can't use it because it's a Sakana. Rav Nechemya says you can go and get out the venom by putting it through a sieve, through a filter. Nevertheless, the same Pasuk, and therefore that's what Rav meant, either the Rechira or the Megula, or both, that those both of them are no good. We spoke about Yayin Mozug. There's a minhag in many families. You may have seen this, and maybe you have the minhag yourself, that when you open up a brand new bottle of wine, you add a drop of water to it. The question is, where does this come from that you add a little bit of water?
Midas Hadin, Midas Harachamim.
Very good. So my father's Chana Brucha told me that the reason is because of our Gemara, it's really also Gemara and Bruchas, that since you cannot go and make a Bruch on Yain Shi Einoi Mozug, can't use that for Kiddush because it's just too strong, it's syrupy, if you will, you have to make moisting it with water. We don't have to be moisting any longer because all of our bottles are already maximum mozug under New York law. And so therefore, you do not have to be moisting. Oh, but
a zecher,
exactly. Since they used to go down, we also add it as well. My Shver Zechran Avrocha told me, most of the people, they add a drop from their Kiddush cup, or they take a little lefala, a small teaspoon. But my Shver told me that one time he was by the Tzelem Aruv, and the Tzelem Aruv went and added water on the blade of a knife. And he asked him, blade of a knife, what type of thing is that? So the Tzelem Aruv says, I give the Hashkocha on Kedem, and I know that the amount that they dilute the wine with water is the maximum. I'm afraid if we add too much water, then we already be a shayla of making a bracha. But it's probably still because you can add even like a again, ask Rabbanim, but 10-20% water is not a problem in case you don't have enough wine, or in case you're dealing with children or women, whatever, right, you can't stomach it. So you can have.
The kids, there was
exactly.
Seder night.
Exactly, always used right, to, right, right, before they had
okay wine, it's okay wine, and you would dilute it so you wouldn't get drunk.
Hey, there's another possible reason, because there's...
There should be no complaints.
No complaints.
No one should be whining.
Nobody should be whining. Very good.
Well,
he said, sure. Your brother Shah,
no, I'm saying because there's an Indian that you shouldn't make bracha again on if it's what's called pugma. That's if you already...
Very good. Very good. Beautiful. So that's the third reason. The second reason afterwards, I looked it up in the Tamim and Hagim. He brings the second reason that because wine is considered to be mesamel, it symbolizes the midas hagvura, most wine is strong. If you add water to it, water is considered to be midas harachmim, so you want to be kovesh and miskaber on the midas hagvura by pouring in the water to dilute the midas hagvura. You put in the midas harachmim, so you, that symbolizes Kodesh Baruch Hu, go and pour your rachmim on us and take away the midas hagvura. The third reason, which is also brought in the halacha, what happens if you have yayin pogum? What means yayin pogum? Yayin pogum means any time wine that has been drunk from. You drank from a kois, even though the wine was delicious, beautiful, gewaldic, even though the person who drank from it was the Chofetz Chaim, the wine is now pogum and you cannot use it for Kiddush or for Avdol. Rebbe Tish, very good. What can you do to be mesak in the yayin pogum? What you can go and do is you can pour in any other mashke, such as adding some wine to it, or adding some water to it, and that takes away the pogum, and then you can use it for Kiddush or Avdol, etc. Kosher bracha. However, now, the point that you made about, for instance, at Shalashudas, you'll know many Rabbonim right. or Rebbes, what they do is they go and take wine and they make a Bayer Prigothin on it. Most of us simple people don't, although it says in Shulchan Aruch there's an Indian to have wine also by Shalashudas, but mostly in most places just the Rebbe or the Rav. So now, what happens sometimes is they want to make Kiddush on it, so they fill up the whole kos and they make a Bayer Prigothin and then they drink half of it or whatever it is. No, I'm talking about a Chalashidus.
You want to make Kiddush on Chalashidus?
They don't make Kiddush, they don't say a whole. I mean, even Shabbos in the morning, you know, we say B'shama B'nei Yisrael to Shabbos or Alkein. It's unnecessary because all you have to do is make a Bayer Prigothin. Alkein.
Kiddush Rabbah.
Kiddush Rabbah, exactly, but it's not like Friday night. So you can do the same thing at Shalashidus. Just go and say, Sabri, Bayer Prigothin, and you quote-unquote make Kiddush. But if they do that, they fill up the whole kos, and they drink, or half a kos, whatever, and they drink from it, and they didn't finish the kos. So what happens? Okay, so if other people go and drink from it, no problem. But what happens if nobody drank from it? So what they'll sometimes do is they'll put it back in the bottle to be able to use it afterwards for Kosher Bracha or for Havdalah. So then you have to be careful. If they go and pour from the bottle of wine into the kos, then they've taken away the pagam, and then from that you can go and pour it back. However, if you're not learned,
you omit that step.
That first step,
and you're taking from pagam and you're pouring it back into the
bottle. And then the whole bottle becomes pagam. Now it's all pagam, of course. Now you have to add a little water or some other wine. But what happens if you don't add? Then it's not a problem. So I had this already with I won't mention any names, where whatever, and by mistake, instead of pouring from the wine back into the cup, they just poured directly from the cup into the bottle. Whole thing became pogum. And since they had put in water at the very outset, they figured that it's all great, and then afterwards they made Abdullah, and it was pogum wine. So you have to first make sure to go and take from the regular bottle, pour into the cup, that takes away the pogum, and then you can go and pour it back into the bottle.
But how does Hamid the Medina? So if the whole Medina is drinking pogum wine, then I'm the saying...
Oh, maybe use it for kosher bracha.
If you use Hamid Medina, it's okay, but if you're going to use wine, then it has to be wine.
Okay.
Once you're the parsha of wine, it should be good wine.
Good wine. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Shelly, I'm sure you have something to add.
Shelly, yes. Maybe in Atlanta.
Distinguish between Kodesh and Chol.
Oh, very good. Beautiful.
Are you still in Atlanta, Shelly?
Shelly?
Am I around? I just came back from Atlanta.
Back. Well, welcome, Baruch Hashem. Good to have you back. So that's the Indian of pouring in the water to go and take away any type of pagal. Fine. So you have all those three reasons. And now we're up to Bo'i Minei. Four lines before the Mishnah. Boy Menei Rav Kahana Chamuha, the Shver, Rav Mesharisha Miroch, Chamar Chivarian Mau. What's the din of white wine? And does Rishbam comment on this white wine? Somebody comments it is
yeah.
Second and third line. Chamar chivaryan. Next one. Chamar chivaryan. Nira ba'enai da'ini yain boireik. The sign of the liyovim mehevi kasha b'brais oishmiele. So this is talking about the yain boireik. Remember what we had on the second, third line of the narrow line, where we said there's no discrimination. Black wine is no good. White wine is no good. So now he's asking, can you go and use this white wine for kiddush? Yes or no? And it was also he said, not in love and barahu. Amalei told him, al tera yayin ki yis adam. So what do we learn from this? We learn from this that it has to be davka red wine and not white wine. If you look at Rishbam Vayter, al tera yayin lishtoy soy ki yis adam shemeshaker yoyis midai. So in other words, be careful, young man, when you're drinking from wine, don't drink this heavy-duty red wine because it's meshaker. For purpose of Nesachim, you should have Yayin Odin. And therefore, that's Chamar Chivaryan for Nesachim. What about for Kiddush? So going back to your original Rishbam, the second line, Chamar Chivaryan Mahu Nesachim. Some say it's talking about Kiddush, but I do not agree. So therefore, the whole discussion that we've just had now with the Gabi Nisach HaYayin, and what the Gemara is telling us is that you should not use white wine for Nisach HaYayin, because Al Teri Yayin Ki Yisadam, that Yayin is supposed to be red. And that's what we had in the price at the top. Lemuta Yayin Kushi, Borek, listen, all those. L'chadchila, don't use it for Nisach HaYayin. But v'diyavet, if you use it, it's kosher.
You mentioned the minhag of not making kiddush in the sixth hour of the afternoon because it's the mazel of
madim,
right? And it's a danger sakana
to
make kiddush because you're using red wine for kiddush.
I don't know if it says that necessarily.
I seem to remember some connection there because of red wine. Remember we talked about red wine. We're learning. I don't remember it either.
But it does say legabe Pesach. It says one should dafka use yain odoy,
yes,
because it's a symbol of not only just wine; it's a symbol of cheres. But if you ever use regular white wine, it's also good. But people are makbet dafka to go and use red wine by the seder. What about the whole year by kiddush? Notice that Rishbam said v'yesh mufarshim lekiddush v'lein here, but others said y'all the kiddush. Who are those others? The others are the Ramban. And this is unbelievable. Did you ever know this? It says here in Halacha. Where is it?
The Ramban in Halacha.
Can you imagine?
Ramban in Halacha.
Here in the Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchoy Shabbos, Simen Ayin Reish Vev, which is Orev. Orev should mean Harav, that should be pleasant. Says the Mechaber, Mekad Shinal Yayin Lovan. You're allowed to make Kiddush on white wine. The Ramban poisley the kiddush afilu b'diavad. The Ramban says you cannot use white wine even b'diavad. I'm mavdilan olav, but you can use it for havdalah. Says the mechaber, o minig ha'olam kisvara rishayna. The minig of the olam is like the first svara that you can use white wine, and not like the Ramban that passes afilu b'diavad. And nearly, I don't think anybody is machmir on this. Maybe some, special people. There's a Mishnah Berurah that says Kisvara Rishona Belio Rabba Mashma to be Yain Shu Loven Yoisem Midai. If you have really white wine, I don't know what that means. Nochen Lochish Ledas Ramban Shlei Lekadosh Olav El Bishas Adchak Shein Lei Odom. It's really white. I guess means after all of our white wine is not really white.
It's really yellowish.
It's transparent.
Right.
But if it has a white tint to it, then you should be Choish Ledas Ramban. Unless you have no other choice, you don't have red. But the Maisa people are not.
If it's really white, it doesn't look like wine. It doesn't have the mara of wine. If it's white, like milk, it doesn't have the mara of wine. It doesn't. It's not quote unquote wine by typical,
das. It appears from this Elio Rabba that Ramban asked even on our Bar Tanura, so-called white wine.
Right.
But nevertheless, we are not noyig kisvori shayna. But Elio Rabba says that if it's really white, not just translucent, transparent, milk white, then one should be machmer to the das Ramban and Nayis.
Where Ramban says you didn't have a sefer halacha.
This is probably the Yesh Meforshim Lekiddush. I didn't look at Ramban, but presumably he says on our Gemara.
As far as I know, there's no halacha sefer of the Ramban.
No, there's no.
This is gleaned from other sources.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Rav Nosson Adler, who's going to talk us today. We don't have a sefer, but we, you know.
But we have a maimon now, then.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, so anybody want to look
beautiful.
It up? Ayin Reish Veis.
Thank you.
My son, Ben Tzion, told it to me last time when I was learning. I was also not aware of this Ramban, but if you want to be machon like Ramban, but the minig olam is kisvor rishai.
Parts in your Moscato is okay.
And finally, kankanim bisharon. What did it say in our Mishnah?
Remember,
let's go 10%, back. 10%. But the Rishbam also said the Gemara Mefarish. Therefore, we have to look up the Gemara now. At the very end of the Mishnah, Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis 93b, three lines from the bottom, kankanim bisharon. In Sharon, they used to manufacture such kankanim kadim.
Right.
Then Mekabel Olav Eser Pitzoy Islameh. You had to go and get
10% breakage.
Oh, so Rishbam said kadim roim shvacha kadim. The Gemara Mefarish of the Gemara explains it. So what does the Gemara explain? So the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Pitzoy means noise. They are pretty, they're nice looking, they're attractive. Umegufarais. Megufarais explains Rishbam means that these already had weaknesses and holes in the barrel.
They leaked.
And what do? They plugged up the leak with gofres. We just learned the Shabbos, gofres for melas, reivachol, baratza, which means with sulfur. And when you go and close up a leak with sulfur,
it gives a bad smell.
Well, number one. And number two, it does not, it works as a temporary fix, but it does not work forever.
I see.
So that type of temporary fix, says our Mishnah, that 10 such temporary kadim, since you can use it for the next 6 months lemushel, after that it'll break.
But they're not reliable.
You're not reliable forever, and therefore you have to include 10. But if they're really broken and that they don't even hold the wine now, then avada, you don't have to get any.
Yeah.
I want to get good
containers.
I don't want containers that have holes in them. Right. But pitzois means that you can still use them temporarily for the next few months or a few weeks, whatever it is. It works. But this temporary fix is not going to stay forever, and that's why you have to accept 10 out of the 100. Okay, have a wonderful day.
But if it would be broken altogether,
it's not. They're not. They're useless.
Right.
Okay. So since opening more again, fourth wide line of the Rishbam, Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. You see the fourth wide line.
Yeah.
Ton of pitzois.
Yeah.
The Amoran, right? You have that.
Right.
And Mekabel and Esi. Einan Shvurais Ruiz. Mamish. Yemken Afila Achas Le Mekabel. Who would want one even one? Ela Nois Kishar Kateiros Shebisharon. Umigufarois big gofris, vahagofris soisim es hashever, umachabrik tsas, vichon lishtamish behem tsas, elishemis kaimens mamaru bakishlein. It's not going to hold for long. Vahoyvle afshuan le gamri, since in a mamish, makaba olav yodukov 10%. Okay, so that's the pshat of the hair.
10 inferior, but useful, but still useful.
Exactly.
Thank
right.
You.
Very good.
All right.
Have a wonderful day. Shelley, welcome back from Atlanta. David,
and
Chesky, Zach, and Menge, Zach is
in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Atlanta, I mean, do you see what's going on down there? It's a mobble.
Yeah,
in Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
It's not only that, but the migrants are eating up all of the dogs and all the cats.
I'll tell you something. I mean, you know, Mr. Empathy, Mr. Gutskite, President Biden, didn't say a word. It doesn't say a word. And now, by the way, they're allowing the strike. I don't know if the longshoremen are striking.
They're striking.
I mean, it creates the chaos. I mean, there is a will to create chaos.